Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, might as well do it just for fucking nostalgia at this fucking point. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. Every fucking day of the fucking week, every day of the month, every day of the year is a fucking evil day. And it's also the third day of April 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today and a low of 29 and rain showers. So reverting back and forth, you got an Arctic front pushing against the Pineapple Express, and we're sitting right in the fucking middle, so the weather changes daily. It was like summer here yesterday. Not anymore. Anyway, going to run through this. We're going to come back. We're going to go over to the Ministry of Lies, Alternate, Controlled Opposition Propaganda, and we'll be right back. Take your breath.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump over to the propaganda. Get right with the program. Big Pharma execs admit DOD invented mRNA to depopulate the world. Well, we fucking already know that, but I guess the people's voice, Baxter Dimitri, we had that article I was talking about, the one that Galen put up talking about how these guys don't document. I mean, this is a fucking corporate fucking shill fucking operation, no doubt about it. But hopefully this is the truth. All you can do is check it. I don't believe any fucking thing I read in this fucking alternate fucking controlled opposition propaganda. But I do, if it looks something like something that might be, I'll pick the time to fucking go verify it. But I don't have time to verify every story like Laura did. If we had one story, it just seemed fantastic. She would have to find it in other sources or we wouldn't put it up. But we do put it up. And it's the people's voice, and you can join them and you can make money. Incorporated, COVID-19 mRNA vaccines were deliberately designed to fail to stop transmission of the virus while operating as a ticking time bomb within the human biomass. Essentially training the body to destroy itself, according to bombshell testimony by Alexander Sasha Latpova. Nobody from this country. Former Big Pharma executive, really. You have proof of this, right? Latpova Saipova confirmed reports by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that the United States Department of Defense, DOD, was involved in developing mRNA behind the scenes and had a very clear intent to harm by executing a mass genocide of Americans. Oh, everybody around the world, I think. Under the DOD's control and direction, pharma giants, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen, started mass producing the shots for Operation Warp Speed long before the first cases of COVID were reported by the hysterical mainstream media. Boy, that's what, goddamn, these people can, if it's true, they can look into the future. How interesting. These figurehead pharma companies, Saipova insists, were just obeying the DOD's order. What this means is the United States military oversaw the creation and rollout of these COVID countermeasures as they were classified before being erroneously dubbed as vaccines. This is why they called it Operation Warp Speed, because it was a military warfare operation, not a public health operation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the Food and Drug Administration also played their role by fast-tracking emergency use authorization for the deadly drugs, followed by official approval for some of them, and the rest is history. It sure as hell isn't long history. We already know this shit is true. We know what these fuckers did. I mean, they've admitted 100 times this to Sunday. Back in December, Saipova laid this out for a forensic video lecture. COVID jabs train the body to destroy itself, Saipova warns. And we know that's true. But how much of this in here is bullshit? That somebody come and go, that was a bullshit article. We've debunked that whole fucking thing because they put fucking shit in here that can't be fucking documented. The crux of the Saipova's presentation claims that the DOD, Big Pharma, and Big Regulation, the FDA, and CDC conspired with one another to commit mass murder through bioterrorism and informational warfare operations worldwide. The evidence is overwhelming that there is an intent to harm people by the COVID-19 injections, so-called vaccines, and their other non-essential COVID response measures implemented in lockstep by governments all over the world, she said. Again, it's not that the jabs were designed to help people, but just so happened to be dangerous. Saipova says they were designed that way on purpose as a bioweapon against the people, which, as she says, is substantiated by an extensive body of literature, studies, scientific discussions, and evidence published on the matter. And we went through all of it, and yes, it is. We know what they did. We know they're committing genocide on the people of the world using this fucking goddamn biological kill agent. That's what we've always called it. Ain't nothing new here so far, except that this guy said, I got the inside scoop. I don't know. There are numerous mechanisms of injury built into the COVID-19 injection, she further explained, the most important one being that these shots are designed to make your cells attack themselves, make your cells express antigens that are toxic spike proteins, and then create antibodies to attack the cells, so it trains your body to destroy itself. There is nothing safe, let alone effective, about these injections unless the real goal was to slowly but surely drive down the global population. In that case, the injections are working exactly as designed, and the worst is yet to come. Well, there's nothing that's been said here that we haven't said on the broadcast and on the site. We haven't read it. We don't know it. This is not, you didn't discover uranium here, fella. If this is all true, because you've been put into a position of fucking compromised position as to your credibility. Trending top doctor details huge financial incentives for hospitals to murder COVID patients. We didn't know about that. Did you know about that? Yeah, we knew about that. I wonder how much they got for killing my fucking wife. That's why, you know, I worry, think about things like that all the fucking time as I think and think. Mm-hmm. From the very beginning, the safety signals were obvious, Litpova says, and yet nobody in any position of power seemed to notice, or perhaps they deliberately ignored these safety signals because reducing the population was the goal. No. You have discovered uranium. There is no efficiency in these shots, Latpova reveals. In fact, we know there is negative efficiency is what it's coming down to, meaning that these shots make you more likely to get sick and die. They sure as hell do. During the shots, production, good manufacturing practices were completely ignored, also apparently by design to further ensure a deadly product outcome. Had proper safety standards been upheld, the shots might have ended up less deadly, which would have gone against the agenda. We found that these products are dirty, contaminated, do not conform at all to what the label says. Latpova, I guess she's a fucking Russian, says, and they are hugely toxic by design. No fucking shit. You figured that out, did you? They should all be stopped immediately, and this should be investigated properly. Yeah, and so should Hunter Biden for fucking the pedophile he's committed on video at the very top of this, at the front page on this fucking goddamn site. It should be investigated properly. They should be put up against the fucking wall and shot as the goddamn diabolical murderers they are. And we should bring those responsible to justice, to accountability. Until that happens, we cannot move from this shit. Move on this bullshit. Shit on you. Shit on you and your phony fucking site. Gotta go this way.
Dr. Mangala disappeared too.
I think San Francisco or he didn't disappear far. I had a friend, guy that I hunted with for over 20 years, and his dad helped smuggle the scientists. He worked for the British government, but he helped smuggle the scientists out of Germany. I'm going to drink the water here. I got it right here. New American Daily globalists say New World Order ends if Russia wins. I thought this was an interesting. It's a video. And our friend Nova Harari shows up again. I ain't seen you in a while there, Nova, since I told you how I could fucking prove that those fucking rights were real, huh? With sight, smell, pain. I mean, they're fucking right, you little prick. You fucking pop up again. Well, I'm going to have, every time you fucking pop up, I'm going to have a little conversation with you, you little son of a bitch. You couldn't crack a fucking egg. You're not going to survive this. And this whole fucking piece here, I mean, it tries to tell you that if Russia wins, that there's not going to be a new world order, and that's bullshit. Because if you don't think Putin, the billionaire, is as much a part of this as any other one of the fucking gangsters at the top, you're fucking wrong. And this here is designed because they are losing. They're fucking back on their heels, and they're fucking losing. They know they're losing ground every day, and the fucking more people are becoming aware. So there's this little bug-eyed son of a bitch, Harari, and this son of a bitch and fucking shill, whoever he is, that's putting on the broadcast, are trying to push forth this notion that if Russia wins, but we know Russia wins because, you know, they talk about mutual assured destruction in another article here that, you know, if Iran got the bomb, they wouldn't see it as mutually assured destruction. I mean, you know, trying to act like, oh, they blow it up, you know, whatever. But the fuck, I'm going to tell you something, you little bug-eyed cocksucker. You are going to fucking, I'd love to watch you go through the shoot and watch your fucking neck snap and watch you do the shit dance, you punk little bitch. But I'm going to tell you fucking something, buddy. Russia winning the fucking war has nothing to do with it. Russia can't lose that war. And again, that's what I can't get people to get through people's head. Russia can't lose that war. Russia can't lose no fucking war. No more than the United States can lose any fucking war. We have enough fucking, between us, we have enough to fucking nuclear devices to kill everything on this fucking planet 19 times over. That's mutual assured destruction. That means you don't lose a fucking war. You push me to the edge of loss, I push a fucking button. We don't lose. Everybody loses or nobody loses. You're not going to beat fucking Russia, and that was never the intent. They know they can't beat fucking Russia. This was to fucking milk the fucking money out of the American fucking people, the people with their nose to the grindstone and their back to the fucking wheel, and fucking siphon off that 1%. They cannot stand that the 99% are still getting 1% of the whole fucking piece of the fucking pie. They can't fucking stand it. They have to have every goddamn bit of it, so they bake this fucking shit up. The bottom line here is Russia cannot lose a war, motherfucker, and you're trying to come on here on this, what it's called, globalist, if Russia wins, I can't see who to put this up, who is it? New America Daily put this up, and all you're trying to do is push a narrative out there where you're talking about, oh, there's, and a lot of people are really supporting Russia, want Russia to win. No, we don't want nothing to do with your fucking wars. We don't want nothing. We want something to do with you. We want to hang your fucking asses for treason and sedition for violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1779. We want to hang your ass, you little bug-eyed prick. And you are going to fucking hang. You don't sit out there and go out there and la-la land. Once we take this fucking place back, we will have the resource. We will have the people. We will hunt your little motherfucking ass down, and I'll give you that little lesson in fucking what a right feels like that I promised you, you little son of a bitch. Come up on again. Every time you fucking come up, you're going to hear from me, cocksucker. You punk. You nothing little piece of shit. Couldn't crack a fucking egg, little punk bitch. Let's see. Happening now, chaos inside Israelis Knesset in Jerusalem, live on air after demonstrators demanding the government's overthrow stormed the Knesset. Don't look like a whole lot of fucking people to me. Let's see what we got here. Israeli government spokesman refuses to apologize for killing a flood of aid workers. For killing food aid workers. Well, what they have to apologize? Like killing a fucking fly or a gnat or something. I ain't going to apologize for that. They ain't even fucking human. And yesterday we had a guy who would not say that Palestinians are fucking human beings. I got news for you. They don't think that fucking Americans are human beings either. Only their nasty fucking asses and their nasty fucking book that tells them that they're the fucking chosen people of the God that they made up and wrote down on a fucking piece of paper when they were exiled from Babylon or exiled to Babylon. We know who you are. We know what you are. You motherfuckers are not going to win this. You might as well give it up. Well, you can't give it up. You're fucking... Too many of you is going to hang. It's one of those hang together or hang separately. Either way, we don't care, but there's a plenty of us to fucking hang. You make no just mistake about it. Knowing the where in the world is seeing their standard of living collapse as fast as Canada. That's another video that's up. Let me see. There was one I wanted to look at. You bastard. We got to get there now. Missed it. You bastard, where are you? Am I losing those again? Here we are. Now, when we first heard about Biden going to give the fucking kikes some F-15s, it was three. I remember it quite clearly reading it. They're going to give them three F-15s. They're going to, you know, they talked about, we're giving them to them. And here's today's article, CNN, Biden set to supply Israel with $18 billion worth of F-15 fighter jets. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. The Biden administration is set to supply Israel with some 50 American-made F-15 fighter jets worth $18 billion and approve the shipment of another large supply of missiles and precision-guided munition kits, CNN reported. So 50, that's a lot, quite a stretch from 3 to 50, huh? That's because of the reporting requirements, huh? The transfer is set to be approved despite Israel massacring aid workers, attacking hospitals and trying to kick off World War III and drag America into the war directly by bombing Iran's embassy in Syria. They don't fuck it. They're animals. From CNN, Biden administration set to green light $18 billion sale of F-15 fighter jets to Israel. The Biden administration is close to approving the sale of as many as 50 American-made F-15 jet fighters. And I'll tell you what money they're going to pay with it. We're going to pay for it. They're going to pay with the money we give them to pay for it. So we're actually giving this to these fuckers. Fighter jets to Israel in a deal expected to be worth more than $18 billion, according to three people familiar with the matter. The transaction, which would amount to the largest U.S. foreign military sale to Israel since the country went to war. No, since they started committing genocide. I know this shit pulling. I don't know. I'm not going to go up and look again and have to find this. Whoever this is, fuck you. They didn't go to war. They fucking put up a false flag and they started killing fucking Palestinian little children, pregnant women, old people, fucking anyone that they could fucking get their hands on. They're fucking committing genocide. They didn't go to war. This ain't a war. It ain't a war when you're fucking murdering people. Fucking 10,000 to one you lose. Went to war with Hamas on October 6th. No, committed, started the genocide. Comes as the administration is also expected to notify Congress soon of a large new sale of precision-guided munition kits to Israel. The people said there must be a 20,000-pound fucking bomb so they can blow down three fucking blocks. Oh, we didn't expect no collateral damage. Politico is reporting that the large new sale includes 30 AIM, 120 advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles, and a number of joint direct attack munitions kits, which turn dumb bombs into precision-guided weapons. CNN continues, the new sales of some of the U.S. most sophisticated weaponry underscores the extent to which the U.S. continues to support Israel military, even at Biden. Administration officials criticize Israel's operations in Gaza, which have killed more than, well, it was over 32,000 the other day. I mean, this is like the fucking number of unlawful fucking invaders in our country. I mean, it's probably about fucking around 100,000 by now. Most of them fucking women and children. We'll just go with that. If you're going to make up numbers, fuck, we'll make them up. And we're probably, I'm not kidding you, we're probably light in that estimation. Palestinians since October, according to the Gaza Ministry of Health. The cell is likely to be hotly debated in Congress. Oh, I bet you it is. Particularly by members of the president's own party, U.S. weapons sales to Israel have come under intense scrutiny in recent months, and Democratic lawmakers have called for restricting military aid to Israel until it allows more humanitarian aid into Gaza and does more to protect civilians there. Well, let the aid in. It just killed the motherfuckers once it got there. Come on. What are we, splitting hairs here? Since Hamas attack on Israel, no, since the fucking false flag on Israel October, which they say killed 1,200 Israelis. I don't believe a fucking word they say. I don't believe none of this shit. The U.S. has made more than 100 foreign military sales to Israel. Most of those have fallen under the specific dollar amount that requires a notification to Congress or official or on official familiar or to Congress, an official familiar with the matter previously told CNN. Now, is this why they told us it was only three jets to start with? We could take three jets over there. That's not really no big deal, but then you're talking 50 fucking F-15s. Can we fucking, you know, people, can you afford that? I mean, we got people living under fucking bridges here in this country that can trace their lineage back to before this was even a fucking country. You got goddamn fucking illegal aliens, invaders in your fucking country, fucking a new colonization force that is being given everything that belongs to the American nationals has been taken from us without due process of the law and handed to fucking foreign nationals. But, oh, it's all fucking okay, man. I mean, as long as we sit on our fucking asses, it's going to continue. I can promise you that. But on an $18 billion F-15 sale is large enough that it requires congressional notification, and the administration informally notified the House Foreign Affairs and Senate Foreign Relations Committee of the F-15 sale in late January, according to two of the people familiar with the matter. I'm sure they fucking did. You think these people are beyond predating fucking documents? This is mafia. Remember that. This is pure fucking mafia. There's nothing about this son of a bitch and whole operation around this world. There are no countries left. There's just fucking arms of the fucking corporate mafia. The fucking corporations. That's who has to die. The international corporate mafia, every fucking one of them. The goddamn Masons, every fucking one of them. And the fucking monarchs, every fucking one of them. And then, you know what? We might just have a day of fucking where we can relax and have a peaceful fucking day and enjoy our fucking lives and feel happy again. Maybe. There's always going to be some little fucking prick, one of them that survives. They're calling it a sell, but the U.S. has given Israel over $250 billion directly. Now, listen to this part. It's good. This is a good part. They're calling it a sell, but the U.S. has given Israel over $250 billion directly in aid, and Israel is currently holding $46 billion in U.S. treasuries. Israel lends us back our own money, own aid money, and charges us interest on it. What do you think about that, people? Kind of like the payoff on the fucking derivatives bubble 2008, huh? They borrowed the money. Go ahead.
That's the American way.
Oh, yes, sir. This is how we do business. Why we need fucking fuzzy math or whatever in the hell they call it. Stupid math. I don't give a shit what they call it. Bottom line here is, it's just like in 2008 with the derivatives bubble. They committed international fraud to the tune of about $16 trillion fucking dollars. And then they came and without my permission as an individual free sovereign national, without taking me to fucking court and getting a ruling from the fucking common law court, they took and borrowed this the money. Well, they borrowed, it's not really money. They transferred the fucking debt to my great-great-grandchildren, and then, but it's like the money was borrowed from them, from the international bankers who did the fucking fraud, and then it was paid back. I mean, they took it and they paid it to themselves, and then took the fucking properties back 100%, and then we're supposed to owe them the money that they borrowed from themselves. We're supposed to owe them that money, plus they get the real estate back, and we're supposed to owe them that money with fucking interest. When do we kill these son of a bitches? Fucking goddamn, didn't your granddaddy fucking warn you about bankers? This is all, in the end, this is the fucking international corporate, this is the Rothschilds, this is the fucking high fucking Masons, this is the fucking Judeo-Christians. This is the fucking goddamn Jews, the Kikes, the Nazis, the fucking, this is the New World fucking Order. This is the fucking international corporate mafia. Borrowed, and I'm going to read that again because it's just so fucking interesting. They're calling it a sell, but the U.S. has given Israel over $260 billion directly in aid, and Israel is currently holding $46 billion in U.S. treasuries. Israel lends us back our own money, our own aid money and charges us interest on it.
Common core math.
That's it. That's what I was looking for. I got me, you know, when I was like, common core. That now makes sense. Oh, okay. I'm all right with it now, you motherfuckers. Can you, I mean, and the people, they're coming out, this is alternate fucking propaganda, make no mistake. But they're coming out, this, things like this, when they come out and they lay out just like what I just read to you. This is just so they can say, well, you know about it. You know that they were taking money that we given them, $260 billion, and bought $46 billion in U.S. Treasury. Israel lends us back our own aid money and charges us interest on it. That's why we need them. That's why they're our greatest ally. Don't you people know anything? Is your ass hurt? Oh, never mind. The money Israel is going to spend on this is going to come from their aid reserves. Their aid reserves. Think about this. While our people are fucking living with their little children, people who can trace their roots back to the beginning, and they're living with their little children under goddamn freeway overpasses, cold, hungry. Their aid reserves, this foreign fucking king, this foreign fucking country, these fucking animals. Or else from the tens of billions of dollars in additional aid the U.S. has pledged to give Israel over the next decade. So this is quite simply just another massive weapons transfer. Of course it is. Jeez. Biden keeps voicing opposition to Israel's slaughter. No, genocide, not slaughter, genocide in Gaza. But then he signs off on sending Israel new weapons and bombs to drop on Palestinian civilians and aid workers. You mean to commit genocide on the Palestinians and kill aid workers trying to stop them from starving to death or dying of thirst? Take a look at the pictures of the little fucking children. See if you can look at yourself in the fucking mirror when you're done. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's disgusting, but it's real. The dirty bastards. May they rot in hell.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Tiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I cannot hear the sailor's cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Mm-hmm. where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold until the mess begins. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold until the best day. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and they are needed. And I'm your host, Ken Nujai, for the 1241 Pacific Time. That was Van Morrison with Into the History or something. I don't know, shit, you can play fucking same songs every fucking time, I guess, but ain't doing it. And we're going to go back over here to the fucking outrage page. We just found out that, you know, that we give money to, the, I mean, while our people do it fucking out, why our young people can't buy fucking homes, why people making middle-class wages are sleeping in their fucking cars, where we're handing fucking billions over to fucking the invading force that has invaded our country. Well, we're also letting the fucking guy, giving money to Israel to lend, to buy treasury bonds, to lend back to us. Anything insane about any of this? I mean, does this right seem right to you people? Because it don't seem right to me. Let's see what else we got here. Eight armed illegals with guns and illegal drugs caught squatting in a house across from a Bronx school. A child 7 was found in the basement. 6 have already been released without bail. Well, yeah. I mean, this isn't. There's no shockers anymore. I mean, what would it actually take to shock? They'd have to let off an atomic bomb or something before it'd be like, whoa. And then you'd have to wonder if it's the fucking truth. I mean, just because you read it. It used to be you'd come on the internet and there was solid fucking sites, people. I mean, they backed their shit. We had some good shit going, and that's why they had to fucking come after the internet, because it put the truth out there, and once the truth's out there, you can't you can't put that toothpaste back in that tube. I'm sorry, you ain't gonna do it, and it keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. Head of controversial global engagement center admits Europe's regulatory power over social media censorship enforcement. Why after mRNA vaccine showing not to stop transmitting? Like looking back and forth, otherwise I make pretty good ones. I forget about taxpayer funded housing. Justice Group 2 A's 2 years. Shit. No doubt. Just Israeli fires point blank at a blindfolded, zip-cuffed Palestinian hostage. It's a little video. You can watch. You can watch him just fucking just kill this guy, murder. But his hands are fucking tied behind him. He's got a blindfold on. Just murder. But then, no. The Israelis are fucking, they're not doing anything to violate humanitarian law. This is interesting. Rancher blows whistle on mRNA vaccine testing in livestock. This is by Naima Harris, People's Voice. I can't attest to any of this being true or anything. I can't research every fucking article. I don't have the time. An American rancher is warning that regulations are beginning to mandate an experimental mRNA vaccine for livestock that will be processed as meat. Well, that's what you do with livestock. I'm sure they, I mean, I wouldn't put nothing like this past the bastards. I don't know if you would. In a social media post, the unnamed rancher raised the alarm saying, you see, in a social media post, you don't show the fucking post. And I see why people are skeptical. Skeptical of the People's Voice. In a social media post, the unnamed rancher raised the alarm saying, well, why didn't you just put up the fucking social media post and then we'll know who was saying it. Let's dig into the statistic sheet about the mRNA vaccine in live animals and why this is a concern, not only as a consumer, but as a producer as well. They took 525 hogs. Now, this is all speculation because I haven't seen anything to fucking, documentation. They took 525 hogs, injected them with a live mRNA vaccine, and in 21 days, these were the statistics. 25 of them suffered from death. 55 of them become so anorexic that they were near death. 20 of them suffered from lameness. 12 of them suffered from loss of condition, and 25 more of them had near-death symptoms. I'm trying to add up all these. There's 25. That'd be 75. That'd be 112. We started out with how many? 525. So 112 affected. He continued, but we don't have his. We didn't put it up here. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, I think that they're doing this on purpose because they think they're going to confuse people. And say, I don't know. I think maybe I should go vote. No, we all know this is all fucking hogwash and we can't believe a goddamn word coming out of your mouth. But what we do fucking know, we know about the pedophilia. We know that's a fucking fact. We know about the genocide. We know that's a fucking fact. We know what the medical and fucking pharmaceutical industries have done the genocide on the world scale. We know that for a fucking fact. We know you pedophile and son of a bitches like Hunter Biden right on the front of this fucking goddamn website are fucking goddamn the elite fucking pedophiles. We know you can try your fucking vote. Anybody that participates in a vote that they know, both the participants are fucking pedophiles. How sick a son of a bitch. You deserve to fucking hang because you're giving acquisition to fucking goddamn pedophilia, you stupid bastards. Oh, but Trumpy, he'll give me more money in my wallet. Maybe he'll fuck 10 or 12 little fucking babies. But hey, man, I need the money. You sorry son of a bitches. And you make the rest of us look like sorry son of a bitches. They did autopsies on the ones that had passed away, and they still found remnants of the live virus vaccine inside the meat of these animals. So from a consumer standpoint, we have to worry about a live virus being inside of our meat that we're putting inside our bodies. And as a producer standpoint, from a producer's standpoint, ultimately a producer standpoint, We have to worry about the health of our animals that can ultimately destroy us, destroy our herd, and destroy our business together. Now, they were talking the other day. I remember it might have been yesterday, about us eating less meat. Now, if you came out with some bullshit story like this, I mean, there is no fucking documentation here. I see nothing. And they would, and there would be documentation if they were trying to force. I don't know. There's people out there that I know have cattle. Have you been notified of anything like this? That they're going to try to force it? See, this is the, right away, you don't want to pick up a piece of fucking meat right away, you know. Maybe this is what gets us to stop, they think, stop eating fucking wild. I don't have to eat a fucking cow. I can eat a fucking deer. I can eat a fucking elk. But I mean, they're talking here. This is, I mean, without proof, this is fucking goddamn fear-mongering is all I would call it, people's voice. I think you've been fucking found out. That's all I can say. And, but we'll go ahead and read your fucking story. And people, they get, ultimately, everybody gets to make up their own fucking mind. But I think if this was happening on any kind of scale, there would be a 10 stories about it. You'd be able to post them right here in this fucking article and say, see, there's your verification. Instead, I think your fucking propaganda is trying to scare people away from eating fucking meat. I think you're some low-life son of a bitches. I really do. He then added, let's get the information out there and make people aware. And as always, guys, buy American and buy local. American, I mean, they got something here, Wall Street Apes. Follow American rancher blowing the whistle on RMA vaccine tests in livestock. They took 525 hogs injected. I'd have to go and look at that, and I ain't got time, and I'm not gonna. But maybe there's some verification there. If there is, why aren't there more fucking articles about it? I mean, this is something that would make out quite a fucking jingle across the country, don't you think? Anyhow. The impetus for us to act now is the impending introduction of vaccines for livestock produced using mRNA technology similar to that by Pfizer and Moderna to produce their respective versions of SARS-CoV-2 vaccines, stated Mark Castle, executive director of the Wisconsin-based group. There is continuing controversy in the country concerning this new technology, and we should work to preserve organic as the least as the last safe haven for eaters who want to secure a truly natural diet, he added. I don't know what's just floating in the fucking air and what's in the water and what's come out of the skies and out of them plains and then the grasses that the fucking cows eat and Fukushima and the shit on the ground and the radiation. I don't know if there is any fucking clean fucking meat left on this goddamn planet, to tell you the truth. Let's see what else we got. Office tower vacancy rates hits record high as zombie buildings hit buildings litter skylines of cities. I've seen this in fucking Miami. And it's the truth. I mean, when this whole fucking thing started with this invasion, with this repopulation fucking effort, we told you people, it ain't, Honduras ain't a bad fucking place. Fucking Guatemala, it ain't a bad fucking place. They have resources up the fucking ass. El Salvador, the same. It's all part of the Americas. I mean, you got Mexico, you got North America, Central America, South America. All parts, they all got massive fucking resources, more than for the enough for the people that are there. So if they're fucking, if their cities are fucking slums, I mean, that a fucking dog wouldn't want to shit on, don't you got to ask yourself, maybe, could it be that the fucking people are animals, that they act that fucking way? They'd like to live that fucking way. Well, they like to come and live in our hotels and us pay fucking $800 a day for them a fucking room, pay for their goddamn food, pay for their transportation, and fucking more and more and more. But look at the streets of Miami. When I seen that, I was just like, fuck, that's what fucking Guatemala looks like. Or did. Maybe it looks good now. Maybe they've gotten so much money from the Americans for allowing them to pump the fucking gangs in here from the most notoriously fucking deadly country on the fucking planet. I'm sure it's like Mexico. I know down in Mexico for a fact, 13 fucking families run the fucking joint. And they have control over every fucking thing. All the fucking cash comes through their fucking hands. The rest are peasants, peons. They're nothing. And so fucking, it's got bound to be that way down there. And think about them, how much more cash they're putting in their fucking pockets because they don't have to take care of their fucking worthless fucking peons, because evidently they've got what they need to do the work. You think about it, you know, when they wanted this United States, man, be fruitful, multiply, have 10 fucking kids and have a fucking, you know, farm. That's what it's all about. We want lots of fucking people. And as soon as the people brought all the resources to bear in this country, it was in the 70s. That's when, oh man, we were having these recession things. Now mom's got to go to work, and that's all right. We'll pay for daycare for the children, which will cost as much as what mom is making. Hey man, you won't get babysitting. You get to go have a job. Hell, maybe you could have an affair or something. Meet somebody new. Get outside that house. Fucking break up that fucking family. That's what it was always about, people. Make no mistake about it. The nucleus of the power in this fucking country is the family unit. They know that. It's a part of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto for the takeover of the United States. Destroy the fucking family. And that's what they're fucking doing. And that's why you have this, well, this is Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge, talking about this. But this is why your cities have turned into fucking third world fucking garbage dumps. At the same time, you can look over at fucking Ukraine where all your fucking money's going. And it's like the United States used to be. I mean, just our goddamn roads. Remember fucking Obama? Shovel ready. Shovel, how many times you heard that bullshit fucking goddamn slogan? Shovel ready. And when there's every election, we got shovel ready. We're going to fix the infrastructure in this country. And you go out there right now and you got fucking potholes that'll bust a spindle on your car. Hell, some cars will go clear into the son of a bitches and disappear forever. They haven't done one fucking thing for an American national in this fucking country. But all over the fuck, I mean, fucking if you're in goddamn Israel, I'm sure that each Israeli is getting a fucking check every month from the fucking, the working people in this country. If you're out there sweating right now, listening to this broadcast, and you're the ones that are fucking creating product and creating the wealth, know that you're either taking care of a third world son of a bitch that ain't worth the powder to take to blow their fucking brains out, or you're just handing your money over to a fucking Israeli who sits on their fucking ass and fucking thinks of new ways to screw people, new ways to start fucking trouble, stir up shit so that they can take more fucking goddamn power and more fucking control as a tiny fucking fraction of the world population. They need to be, I mean, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Those fuckers need to be wiped out like fucking mosquitoes need to be wiped out. They're just fucking, they will not stop. That's their whole fucking gig is fucking misery. Because you're an animal. And see, my great, 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 to the 10th power grandpa, he sat down with a fucking quill pen and he wrote in his fucking book, the God is Yahweh. And, we're his chosen people. And, the whole earth belongs to us. He made it for us. He put you guys here as just animals to fucking serve us so that we could have fun. Even if it's just fucking watching, killing, you know, sitting back with a fucking big six pack of beer and a couple of cases of beer in a cooler, sitting back by the Gaza fence, plinking fucking goddamn people, young people, 14-year-olds, shoot them in the leg. Ah, God. And we've seen the fucking video of the guy fucking full battle dress comes into the store. This little tiny fucking kid. If the kid's 3 years old, I'll eat my hat. And he fucking goes in, and the kid's got like a tank top thing on. He rips his shirt off like he's some kind of terrorist or something. And then he fucking just walks up and smacks a kid upside the fucking head. What a fucking coward. These fucking people are not, they're not human. They really, you're the goyim. You're the ones that are fucking I don't know what in the hell spawned you, but you're not fucking human beings. You have no fucking souls. You have no fucking goddamn morals. You have no fucking right to fuck with the rest of the people in the world, and this world is going to crush your fucking ass. I don't understand why it hasn't already. Haven't we seen enough yet, people? Haven't you seen enough starvation? Haven't you seen enough genocide? Haven't you seen these motherfuckers, just like that last article, taking money, $250 billion, that was handed over to them, investing $43 billion in fucking U.S. The money, this is supposed to be aid money. Investing it in U.S. savings bonds and then lending the money back to the United States so they could, well, I guess they turn around and give it back to them again. And it's all one big fucking wiping your ass on a hula hoop and the shit just keeps getting deeper and deeper, huh? When are we going to fucking just say, no, we don't have to fucking do this, people. That's what drives me insane. We just shut this shit down fucking forthwith real quick. But you'd have to learn who in the fuck you are. I mean, I see these people, they when they go, well, we got a lawyer, we're like the petition for the fucking goddamn mandamus to tell a fucking official that he can't do something he knows he can't fucking do. All you got to do is hold up the fucking Bill of Rights. It says it right there. You don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to file them. You don't have to have somebody else tell him. Bill of Rights in one hand, pistol in the other. See here, motherfucker, you can't do this. You're going to try it? You're going to try it? Boom. No, you're not. You're not, this is where we're at. And if we don't fucking get our act together and realize where we're at and start doing something about this shit, I promise you, our grandchildren, I know a lot of, you know, a lot of people, their kids and stuff they've had problems with, but I'm telling you what, the kids are becoming more aware. I know a lot of young people that are going, wow, man, I couldn't comprehend it. It was so fucking outrageous and so big. But now I fucking see it very clearly, and I see it's fucking dangerous. It's dangerous to anybody who has children. I guarantee you that. They want your fucking children. These sicko son of a bitches, these international fucking pedophilic bastards, they want your little children. They come near my fucking grandchildren. That'd be the last broadcast you hear from me when it happens. I would go straight to where they're at, and I'll walk in, and I'll open up with everything I got, and I will shoot until I am dead or they're all dead. I will not stop. Touch one of my fucking grandchildren. I fucking dare you, you motherfuckers. Grandpa will go out with a bang, and Grandpa will be remembered as the fucking man who went out there and fucking fought for his fucking grandchildren. And that's enough for me, and that's enough of this for me for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And remember, trust nothing you read. Anything I say, you don't got to trust me. Go check, go look it up. You think I'm fucking not right. And correct me. I mean, I'm not beyond being corrected. I've only made actually one error in my life. I remember I thought I was wrong. And I was not. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, if I say something that's not right, I will fucking say I was not right and I will correct it every fucking time. And we have truth. Is what we have to have. We have to have absolute fucking truth, and the truth is the only thing that is going to set us free. Truth, bullets, and balls. That's it, people. That is the word from the trenches.